Dakota Valentine is on the inside when he's playing defense against Brendan Ballard, and he's going to need help on the other side. They're going to need to front him.
Zwemer gets it at the right elbow, kicks it to Cunningham, who drives to the lane on the left side, and he is blocked from behind by Ballard. Out of bounds, Laker ball underneath their own hoop. Substitution for Lakers, Keegan Valentine sits down. Aaron Christie checks back in.
Okay, in the first quarter, you should be realizing exactly what kind of a whistle you have, and this is a slow whistle tonight.
As it was a tipped inbounds, and it went off Brendan Ballard's hands. Out of bounds, so we'll redo it. Don't even look at that last. Didn't even happen. Minute 36 left before they hit the halftime for locker rooms.
Now, what I mean by a slow whistle is they're not going to be calling ticky-tacks on the inside. It's going to take a real bull-over foul to get it called.
Cunningham with the three from the right wing puts Lakers within 9, 21-12. As they're calling that with a two. Signs tried to feed into Ballard. Instead, there's Dakota Valentine with the steal. Fourth turnover for USA. Dakota Valentine now with a jump shot inside the lane. No good. Rebound, Aaron Christie. Into Paul Zwemer, left block against Ballard. Turns, puts it in for two.
That was money in the bank.
Paul Zwemer showing what he does best, even against a big man like Brendan Ballard. It's now a 7-point game, 21-14. A 4-0 run here for Lakers since that timeout.
Paul Zwemer just had him on a hip, used a little low post move, and it was in, no problem.
Top of the key to Simpler, directing traffic, 40 seconds left in the half. 7-point game, 21-14. Now Brandon Harper, Aaron Sines left wing, dribbles into the left elbow, pulls up for the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound, Brendan Ballard. Aaron Christie was there with a on the arm. So it's going to be USA ball, foul against Aaron Christie for Lakers, his second. And the Lakers only their fourth. Jeremy Majeski doesn't like the call.
I don't blame him. You know, I mean, if you're going to call it one way on one side of the floor, you got to call it the same way on the other
just
side.
Just when you started talking about the ticky-tack not being called,
exactly.
Sure enough, the Breathmans showed up.
And Coach Majeski has a case to be argued.
At the high post, back out top of the key, 2-Simpler. 22 seconds left in the half. The USA going for last shot here, leading by 7 over the hosting Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. 12 seconds now, against Cunningham to Simpler, top of the key, over to the right wing. Dribbles into the corner, picks up his dribble. Nothing there. Now to Sines, who drives right into the lane. Puts up the layup on the runner. This one's good. And that is how the first half is going to end, with a 9-point lead for USA, leading Lakers 23-14 in the WLW Sports Network. Our halftime show is next.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you. With locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Winter's in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right, we at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Thank you. It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.45. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.55. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day, roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebring Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Sebring Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust caring for people you love.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance.
We have reached halftime with USA leading by 9, 23-14 over the hosting, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Ryan Brown, Clark Ramsey, and John Mooney with your call tonight. Let's take you through your leading scores so far for the USA Patriots. Brendan Ballard leads all Patriots with 8 points. Zach Kramer with 6. Aaron Sines with 4. Hayden Ewald with 3. Brandon Harper with 2. They went 2-for-2 from the free throw line for 100%. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they have 3 leading scores. Paul Zwemer with 11. Trent Cunningham with 2, Aaron Christie with 1, 4-for-6 from the free throw line for 66%. John Mooney.
Well, right now we have USA Patriots. They're shooting the ball, I think, pretty well going on away court. They were 9-for-24 in the first half for 37%. So I'll tell you what, pretty much bears out the fact that they came to play and they prepared well. Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. The first quarter, they seemed to have some jitters. 0 for 10. And then the second quarter, they came out 5 for 15, a little bit better. And so instead of going into the halftime with a higher percentage, they shot 5 for 20, 25%. And they're just going to have to involve the guards a lot more. Christie and Schutte are a little bit silent at this point in time. So Wemmer is basically carrying the load, and they're going to need to have go ahead and distribute the ball a little bit better in order to go ahead and stay with this team and have a shot at the end.
Ryan Brown, we're